Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here wrapping up our program tonight as we are talking with the head girls basketball coach of the Roland Story Norsemen. It is Craig Chapman joining us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So as we take a look at your team, 5-1 going into the holiday break. You opened up with a two-point loss to Gilbert back in November that very easily could have gone the other way. And since then, your team has come out and dominated competition in Heart of Iowa Conference play, you know, winning by 30 points against Grandview Christian, Nevada, Perry, South Hamilton, and Greene County. So it has been a dominant start for your team here in 2025 as they head into 2026. And just from what you and the staff have seen, what has stood out to you about how your team has played and what specific areas your team has done well in here to start the season?
Yeah, for sure. We've really kind of just kind of figured out what our identity was defensively. We want to play fast. We want to play aggressive. We want to get in passing lanes. We want to get boxing out. We want to limit their possessions, limit their offensive rebounds, and I feel like we've done a very good job with that. We got a lot of fast and physical guards defensively, and we got some tough-nosed players down low being able to box out. Then offensively, kind of just doing our strengths. Our three-point percentage started to climb up here as we got into these games, just really kind of helped space the floor better and get the ball into our shooters' hands and kind of just play into our strengths offensively.
Yeah, talking about some of those individuals, the one that just jumps off the stat sheet who's playing at an all-state caliber level has been Riley Johnson, your point guard, averaging nearly 20 points a night, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, nearly 6 steals per game. She is everywhere on both ends of the floor for your ball club. And just, from the improvements she has made throughout the offseason that you've been able to see into her junior season, what has allowed her to be so dominant on both ends of the floor here through the first half of the season?
Yeah, like all our girls, I mean, she just plays insanely hard. Like you said, on both sides of the floor, she's always diving on the floor for steals, trying to make life tough for their guards. And then offensively, she's looking to get to the paint and create for herself and also create for her teammates. She just continues to work hard and continue to make strides on both sides of the floor and kind of build confidence that we need for the team.
And looking elsewhere on this team, Brindley Carlson, someone that stepped up, somebody that was a bench role player a year ago, averaging nearly 10 points per game. You talked about that three-point shooting percentage. She's a big part of that and helping it start to climb. And then some others that weren't really big contributors a year ago, Cameron Thorson and Lauren Krabs coming in off the bench, and they have been really good as players off the bench for your team here to start the season. And looking at those two coming off the bench, and Krabs and Thorson, what has stood out about them that have made them such key players coming in off the bench and have allowed your team to keep having production coming in off the bench?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they do a couple of things really well. They come in, they kind of still hold that identity defensively. CJ does a really good job of guarding their guard and kind of getting those passing lanes when she comes in. And then she's looking to score. She's looking to get the ball into the paint, which is what we want, and then work out. And Lauren's been knocking down shots. She's had a three the last couple of the last three games, starting to shoot the ball well and just kind of lets things come to her. They don't go and force. They kind of let things come and let the offense get around and kind of keep the pressure on the defense and looking to contribute offensively.
And as we take a look at this schedule, when you guys come back from holiday break, your team jumps right into it on the 2nd of January, taking on West Marshall in-state centered reopened conference play. And then the week following, I'd say a challenging week going up against a solid Iowa Falls Alden squad on the 5th, a road trip to a PCM team that is currently sitting atop the conference with your club on the 6th, and then follow that up taking on Saydell. You're at Clear Lake on the 12th, and then you start conference play all over again. So when you look at the schedule to open up the new year, what are some things or what are some challenges that present itself with this schedule? What are some things that you and the staff are wanting to see from this group coming out of the holiday break?
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, it's going to be coming quick. It's going to be coming fast. I think me and the staff and the girls were ready for the challenge. Like you said, there's going to be some really good ball clubs coming our way, and I think it's going to be a really good test for us. Either come back-to-back-to-back. I think just spending the rest of this week kind of really working on our stuff, getting down what we need to do, continue to find our identity, and then continue to put the best foot forward and just play our brand of basketball, play hard, play physical, you know, continue to develop and, like you said, get to that bench and use our strengths on both sides of the floor. We're really looking forward to the challenge. And I know the players are kind of chomping at the bit to kind of get back on the court and play some meaningful basketball here and play some really, really good teams coming up.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your slate coming up beginning January 2nd at West Marshall.
Thank you.
That was Craig Chapman, the head girls basketball coach of the Roland Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program. That wraps things up for our program this evening. Iowa State basketball against Houston Christian is next on 95.7 FM.